This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 11th. Jesus Incarnation. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. There are lots of misunderstandings about what may happen to us after we die. Many people think that babies who die become angels, for example, and it's common to see artwork about souls playing harps in the clouds. Reflecting on Jesus' incarnation can help us think more biblically and clearly, however. The eternal Son of God took on human flesh about 2,000 years ago in the womb of Mary. While remaining fully God, he became fully human as well. He lived a perfect life without sin, then giving up his life to pay for the sin of all who would look to him for salvation, he died. His human body was laid in a tomb, and on the third day, his body rose to life again and walked out of the tomb. Several weeks later, his human body ascended to heaven, where he is seated at God's right hand. And one day, he will return in the flesh to welcome all of God's children to full life with him in the new creation. Matthew 28 tells us that some of Jesus' followers met the risen Lord on the morning of his resurrection. Two of the women kneeled on the ground, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. One day, in our own resurrected bodies, we too will meet Jesus in the flesh to worship him. Body and soul are created to be together, and so it will be in eternity. Pray with me. Lord and God, our hearts stir within us as we long for the day when we too can meet you in the flesh and worship you. By your Spirit, move us to love and obey you today and every day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.